Welcome to the Life in Progress Show, where we aspire, emulate, and inspire through musings, books, and stories that ignite the fire in us. Hi, I'm Zini Summers, your narrator. I use my work and art to explore self-mastery, self-efficacy, and human excellence. I love to learn and share all I do learn through my creative pursuits in music, fashion, and musings on topics that fascinate and inspire me. Today, I'm musing on reframing past failures. A man is insensitive to appreciate prosperity until he has tasted adversity. Adverse situations shape an individual's identity and personal values, determining one's own potential and self-worth. Letting go and moving on is never easy. Forgetting the past is not as simple as taking off your braids to fluff out your afro. However, leaving the past behind is very important if we want our future to be better and not something being run by things that have already happened and can't be changed. We naturally tend to hold on to events that made us feel pain or disappointment, whether it happened 5 minutes ago or 5 decades ago. Grudges, anger, resentment, and disappointment that we have felt in the past are wounds, some of which remain deep and difficult to heal. However, life does go on, and the cold hard truth is we need to start with the healing process if we want our lives to be better or even happier. Our past hurts and experiences of failure shouldn't be allowed to dwell in the present. Of course, these hurts and experiences are important and still a part of molding our personality. So we must accept our past and learn the lessons they impart, but we must not let the past control us and the decisions we make at present or for the future. Since fingers are not equal, it is natural and understandable for us to have different thresholds and unique ways of handling difficult situations and adversity. There is no power in dwelling on what was and what could have been, because no matter what answer we get, it will never make our present less bitter. Mulling the past over and over in our minds will only add to the problems we are currently facing and create a ripple of future problems to deal with, thus creating a toxic life cycle. When we get hurt, we feel devastated. Our hurt turns to anger, which becomes bitterness, which evolves into resentment and ignites the unwillingness to forgive. That is the ultimate loss of personal power. Living without forgiveness damages our emotional, physical, mental, as well as our spiritual health. When we can't forgive, we risk losing connection with our inner power and subject all aspects of our life to pain and suffering inflicted by external factors. To take back our power and reawaken our self-sovereignty, we must learn to forgive ourselves at first. We must forgive ourselves for past powerlessness and understand that we didn't know what we didn't know, and we did what we could to the best of our knowledge. We must consider the life lessons we wouldn't have otherwise learned had we not experienced the adversities which shaped us. While it's true, you've probably made mistakes in the past, nursing and holding on to your guilt will never do you any good. We must understand that every single one of us have things that we struggle with, and no one in this world is perfect and free from flaws. However, you can turn your failures into stepping stones to future self-knowledge and mastery. Although, when facing a failure, our instinct may be to associate it with shame and humiliation, but every failure teaches us something we can use to our advantage when next we face a future challenge. If we can transform our failure into a valuable piece of information, we will continue to grow stronger and confident in ourselves and our ability to weather any storm. We can start on this path through self-awareness and the consciousness of our internal dialogue. Self-talk after a failure can affect our self-esteem. It is normal to feel the hurt for a while, but we would feel better for analyzing that failure and figuring out how to use it to our advantage next time. Nothing helps put failure behind us like taking action. Failures are inevitable as we journey through life. But unless we get up off the floor and move again, we'd be suffering in vain, not utilizing the lessons wrapped in each failing. Experiencing failure could lead to burnout. We may need to take a break, re-strategize, rest, recoup, and start again. Starting again doesn't have to be disappointing or mistaken for failure. Armed with new information, new thinking, and new ways of doing things, starting again can become an adventure and an opportunity to grow. Whenever I have to come to terms with a setback or failing or hurt, I make little good choices with the following ignition steps. Little good choices in 4 ignition steps. 1. Make a list of your past failures. 2. Derive a lesson from each experience. 3. Analyze your self-talk. 4. Reframe your experience with the lessons you learned. I have found these ignition steps to be very useful for clearing my head and regaining a perspective of gratitude for every opportunity to learn, no matter how painful. Indeed, what didn't kill me can certainly make me stronger if I so please. I hope you will find these little ignition steps useful when next you're feeling like your pain might not have meaning. Whenever you find yourself doubting how far you can go, just remember how far you've come. Remember everything you've faced and remember all the fears you've overcome. You've got a dream that's worth more than your sleep. I hope you have found this cast useful, and until the next cast, brave the process.